hands together for Jesus. Then give Jesus a shout of praise.
Oh! For tonight, guide by your great power, Thank you for your great presence today. Thank you for miracles tonight. Healing tonight. Salvation tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your great blessing. I ask, Lord, that you send your angels, your mighty Holy Spirit, touch every life here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you may be seated. I want to thank our wonderful pastors for your hospitality, welcoming us to this famous city of Bloemfontein. I've always heard of the name Bloemfontein. I'm happy to be here today. The name sounds like a flower.
Is that what it is?
City of roses. Wow. Father, let there be a sweet fragrance in this city from today.
Let
the city be named, the name of the city, fight on its behalf. About a sweet blessing out of this city. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight I'm preaching about Jesus Christ and the man by the pool of Bethesda. When you go to Jerusalem,
how are Jerusalem
today,
Kajenu,
this is one of the places you can still see. It is a place with pools of water. Just by one of the gates of Jerusalem. It says in John chapter 5, there is at Jerusalem, by John chapter 5 and verse 2, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he saith unto him, Will thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise. Did you hear me?
Amen.
I said, Jesus saith unto him, Rise. Take up thy bed and walk. And immediately, the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said to me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Amen.
Haribala bukenya Johanna khalonya bahlano tlo ka temana ya bobedi letsaletetsweng hari ke megoro e mehlano le ne le leteng Jerusalema monyako wa dinku le bitswang Bethesda ka Seheberu hone ho sekame ho yona bongata bo boholo jwa batho ba kulang difofu di sotsa le ba omeletseng ditho ba ne ba ntse ba lebeletse phuduo ya metsi gobane lenyoloi le ne le ye le theohele letsheng ka mehla e meng le fuduwe metsi mme ya neng a kena letsheng pele gobane metsi a fuduwe o ne a fodiswa le ga a ne a kula ke lefu lefe kapa lefe monna e mong o ne a le teng moo ya kutsing ka dilemo tse mashome a mararo a metso e robile mmino e le mmedi Jesu ha mmona a sekame mme a tseba gobane e se e le nako e telele a kula a re go yena na o rata go fola na ya kulang a mo araba a re morena ga ke na motho ya nkenyang letsheng ga metsi a sa tswa fuduwa ke re ke sa tla teng e mong a theohele pele go nna Jesu a re go yena ema nka diphate tsa gago o tsamaye re ka re botlhe ema nka diphate tsa gago o tsamaye re ka phita ema nka diphate tsa gago o tsamaye monna yeo a tla a folagang a nka diphate tsa gae a tsamaya athe letsatsi leo yabe e le sabata ya ba bajuta ba re go ya fodisitsweng ya fodisitsweng ke sabata ga o a lokela go jara diphate tsa gago a ba araba a re ya mphodisitseng ke ena ya itseng go nna nka diphate tsa gago o tsamaye ba mmotsa ba re ke mang motho ya itseng go wena nka diphate tsa gago o tsamaye ya fodisitsweng o ne a sa mo tsebe gore ke mang gobane Jesu o ne a nyametse gara bongata bo neng bo le moo ka moratseo Jesu a mo fumana tempeleng a re go yena bona o fodisitswe o seke wa hlola o etsa sebe gore sebe se segolo go sa pele setle se seke sa go tlhaela amen.
The reason for preaching to you about the miracles of Jesus is so that you will believe in Jesus, and through believing in Jesus, you will be saved.
Me lebaka lelo hulu hulu leo ki obelelandi tabaka po mlae sawa mudimo hutswa mesolong ye yentsweng ke mogana Jesu Kristi ke uri wena o tla dumela ho Jesu Kristi me ha o dumetse ho Jesu Kristi o tla tseba o bolokeha.
I really want you to believe in Jesus. Because the Bible says in John 20, and many other signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these ones are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Me ke laba labela ka nnete hore le ka dumela ho Jesu Kriste. Obana bukenya Johanne gaolo nya mashume a mabedi. Bibele ire Jesu Kriste o yentse mehlolo le meka e mengata. Empa dinthotsena dingoso hore wena o tla dumela ho mora wa Modimo. Obana ka nnete ba dumela ho yena ba tla fumana bophelo bo sa feleng.
You must believe in Jesus because John 3:15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And again in John 3:16, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. So when you believe in Jesus, you will not perish.
Jane o tshwanetse dumele ho mogana Jesu Kriste ho bana ho ngodilo bukeng ya Johanne kgaolo ya boraro temane ya 15 ere bose ba dumetseng ho yena ba keke ba ahlulwa ho bane ba botla fumana bophelo bo sa fele hape temane ya 16 ere ya dumetseng ho yena a keke a dimela.
I am telling you about the wonderful things that Jesus did so that you will believe. Because the Bible says that everyone, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. So you must believe in Jesus Christ.
Ke o bolela ditaba tsena ka morana Jesu Kriste le mehlolo yeo a entseng. Gobane lentswe la Modimo le re ya mponang o bona yeo ya nthumileng mme yeo ya mponang o tla bolokega mme a be le bophelo bo sa feleng.
You must believe in Jesus because it is believing in Jesus that secures your salvation.
John 3:36.
He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life.
Johanne khaolo ya boraro timana mashuma mararo a metsitsiletse ya tumela ho mora wa Modimo o na le bophelo.
And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 6:47 says, he verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life.
Johanne khaolo nya botselela e hore ka nnete nnete ke re ho wena ya tumela ho nna o na le bophelo ho sa feleng.
Jesus said again,
just what happened,
I am come a light into the world,
ke tlile ke le lesadi la lefatshe,
that whosoever believeth on me
hore ya dumela ho nna
should not abide in darkness,
a ska phela lefifi.
Wow,
wow.
That is why it's very important for you to believe in Jesus. In John chapter 16,
verse
27, he said, for the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I want you to believe that Jesus came out from God. In Acts, the apostles preached, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved when you believe in Jesus. And in 1 John, he said, whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is born of God, hallelujah, and everyone that loveth him that begat is also begotten of him. Whosoever believeth that Jesus will be saved.
Johanna wa pili iri ya tumela u Jesu Kristi utabulukeha mia tumela u Jesu Kristi utaba le bophelo mia utaba le bophelo bo sa fele mia bulukehe.
Tonight it is very important because the Bible says if you believe in your heart, in Romans chapter 10, you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you will be saved. Unfortunately, you cannot use money to go to heaven. If it was money, then once again, what is happening on earth will happen in heaven. You will see mainly rich people and people whose families have money and people who have inherited money through the years and people who have stolen money through the years, mostly those would be the ones going to heaven. Jesus said the first will be last. And the last will be first. When you go to heaven, the South Africans who will be in heaven, they will not be divided in like the rich South Africans came to heaven.
No.
It will be those who believe in
Jesus.
The South Africans who believe in Jesus. Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, you must ask yourself, do you believe in Jesus? Yes. One day there was a man who put tied a rope across the waterfall. And people had come with their cameras to take pictures of the beautiful waterfall. And they were taking family pictures. And this man came and tied a rope from one side of the waterfall to the other side. And people were watching what he was doing. The man stood on the rope and walked on the rope. Across the water, for those of you who have been to Victoria Falls at Zimbabwe, you know what I mean. Is deep from here to the where the houses are down. The man walked. When he walked, everybody was quiet. When he got to the end, they all started clapping. Some people came to take pictures with him. They said, you are the best. You are the greatest. You are the greatest. And the man said, I have more to show you. And he took a wheelbarrow and put the wheelbarrow on the rope. Everybody was quiet. Everybody was quiet. When he got to the end,
hey!
More people came to take pictures. Selfies. Signing. They said, "You are the greatest." Then he turned to the crowd and said, "How many of you believe that I can put somebody into the wheelbarrow and push it across?" The people shouted, "Hey, we believe you can do it. We believe you can do it. We know you can do it. You are the best. You are the greatest." So he turned and asked, "If I can get any one of you to come into this." Because they have all shouted, "We believe." Can you believe he didn't get even one person? Not even one person came to sit in the wheelbarrow. It is easy for you to say, "I believe." It is easy for you to say, "I believe in Jesus." Faith without works is dead. Even the devils believe in Jesus. They know that he has power. If you are here and you say you believe in Jesus, you must show by your life. There are people who call themselves Christians and they behave like devils. Tonight is a turning point. And Jesus is saying, "Believe in me, what I say." That is why he did fantastic miracles. So that you will listen carefully to him. Yeah. This particular miracle, the man who was paralyzed by the pool for 38 years, is one of the most fantastic miracles that Jesus ever did. It shows the mysterious power of God. The Bible says there was a multitude of sick folk. Like, there were a lot of sick people. A multitude of sick folk, impotent, blind, halt, paralyzed, withered, all, plenty, all of them were
there.
But Jesus bypassed all the sick people and went only to this particular man and healed only one man. And he walked out of the place, leaving all the sick people, all the blind people, all the withered people. The Bible said there was a multitude in that place. And he escaped out. Even the man couldn't find him again. Many people ask, why did Jesus heal only one person? And why did he leave the rest? Yes. Why? I don't know. Maybe you know everything. Those who know everything after church, you can come and explain. There are people who criticize pastors when we pray for the sick, and after the church service, there are still a lot of people that are not healed. They say, "Oh, It is not real because all these people were not healed. But in the time of Jesus, this fantastic miracle, there are only four miracles in the book of John. This one, you see, Jesus came through the blind, withered, halt, paralyzed, among all of them, bypassed this, and came to this one and healed only one and went out of the place. It's not everything we know. It's not everything you understand. Tonight you are the one person Jesus is going to heal. Yes. And the fact that Jesus did not heal everybody and healed only one person does not mean that we should not pray for the sick. Amen.
Amen.
One day I went to a prison. I felt sad. The people in the prison were like animals. There were no lights. All the prisoners were trying to touch me. And I wanted to set all of them free. I wanted to go to the prison guard and say, in the name of Jesus, I command and declare the liberation of all prisoners here in Jesus' name. Why couldn't I do that? There are reasons why the people are in the prison. There are reasons. There are many reasons why the people were there. Legally, they were supposed to be there. Only mercy could release some of those prisoners. That is why most of the time, when we are praying for healing, we pray like blind Bartimaeus prayed. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Even this man, after he was healed and he saw Jesus, the only thing Jesus told him was, listen, go and don't sin anymore. When you say more, it means there were some. So don't do more of what you did that have brought you here for 38 years. Sin in human beings, sin leads to death. That's what the Bible says. But the agents of death are not mentioned. So sin leads to death. But how does death come? One of the agents is sickness. So sin leads to death, sometimes by sickness. Other different ways, it opens the door. Tonight, that door is closed.
Surely, Sisa lifu kapo misebetsi mepuso wa sibi ke lifu empa ha re rutu go no bontsho go na hantlentle gore motho a keteletse a shule ka bakala sibi ke o bane ba sebeletsi ba sibi sena ha ba hlaiswe malwetse ke amang a ba sebeletsi ba sibi sena seisang lifu me yo lekere mo sori o isa lifu o kwetse ka lebitso la Jesu.
And this miracle shows us that angels are involved in healing. Because an angel at a certain season would come there and stir up the pool. And whatever that means, you know, when you go to Jerusalem, it's one of the only things that are still there, the pools, that this pool place. There is a church there and there's a gate. You pay, you go in, and the pools are there, the pools of Bethesda, the same pools. And that is where the angel and the sick people were. And from time to time, an angel would come. Tonight, there are angels here that are going to assist in your healing.
Jare manyoloi akenele tsebetso nyaure motho a fodiswe jare ha re sheba hona mona bibele ire le nyoloi le ne liye se kana ko eitse me ile be le furuwa metsi ntho go na e bolelang ha se taba ha ha kalo empa ha o ya Jerusalem le ka jeno ye nwe ya di ntho sentse di lite ki ona le tsalena me hona mo ho so ona le kireke ye te ona le khoro ha o batla o tsena o tla patala khoro ebe wa tsena o.
This miracle shows us that Jesus is able to heal problems that have been there for a long time. This is the longest problem in the Bible, 38 years. The woman with the issue of blood was 12. This one is 38 years. Tonight, whatever problem you have that has been there for a long time, I declare that it has come to an end tonight in the name of Jesus.
Ore bontsha hantle ore Jesu Kristi o a fodisa malwetse ohle mme mohlolo ona ke o mong o exciting ebile bothata ba boileng teng nako e telele dilemo tse mashome a mararo a nang le metso e robileng meno e medi mme ona o bolela gore Jesu Kristi o fodisa dintho le tse e leng gore di kgale di le teng mothong gobane ga o sheba taba ya mosadi a nang le phallo ya madi o ne a na le dilemo fela tsa lesome le nang le metso e medi jone mme yone re re le gona sebakeng sona sena gore na bothata bao ke ba nako e kae ka lepiso la Jesu Kristi bo fedile.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today is the solution day for long stuff. Anything that has been there for some weeks, months, years, tonight it is leaving you in Jesus' name.
Jare, busubona, ke busuba di tarullo. Me hore na bothata bona bo bile nako e kae dikgwedi matsatsi le redimo busumba ka jeno bo a rarollwa ka lebitso la Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And then you see one of the wonderful questions.
Jesus
said, will thou be made whole?
Now,
do you want to be well? Do you want, you ask yourself, why should you ask somebody whether he wants to be well? The answer is because God delivers you from your enemies, not from your friends. So, if you have something that you like, and some demons that you are, your personal demons, you enjoy, God cannot deliver you from those demons. Tonight, whatever enemy is standing by you, it is not permitted to be there again after today. In the name of Jesus.
Jwale Jesu Kristi a botsa putso e nngwe ye sokolosi haholo. A re ho monna na o rata o fola na. Mme jwale motho a ka re o botsa jwang putso e jwalo motho a le ka ra boima bo bokana. Empa lebaka ke obane. Modimo ha lokolla motho o mo lokola ho tswa di reng tsa hae e seng metswalleng ya hae ho ba hona le batho bao e leng hore ba thabela matemona a itse ba babaletse ba kenetse maphelong a bona empa bosiung ba kajeno ka lebitso la Jesu Kriste Jehova Modimo o lokola di reng tsa hao kaofela.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus said to the man, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Some of you who don't like authority, if you had been the one who was sick, you would have shouted at Jesus, you can't come from your country and tell us what to do here.
Jale, bawang baruna, basarating hulaula kapapuso, regaberi mukabai sahu Jesu Kristi, ukeke watuwa hulekwana, obotota untaela mona hag.
You can't just get up and come. Do you know how long we have been here? You can't just get up and tell us what to do when we are lying over here. Do you know why we are lying down?
Ukeke watuha. Oh, so fisa o fisa kararuna o laela hore re etse o ke ke wa fisa fela bo so fisa o laela hore bolela bona re etse wa tsima o bane ke tsa ge ke le mo kana kwe telele hakana.
Some of you, your pastor cannot even tell you to come to church.
Ba ba mbaluna ba ruti ba sitolo le bolela go le tlekireke.
Yes.
Hey,
you just wave your hands up. You can't tell me what to do. I'm free. We have freedom from struggle, freedom from apartheid. You can't tell us what to do. Rise. Take up thy bed. And walk. Some of you are offended easily. Some of you would have been angry. An evangelist went to England, prayed for the sick, and he said people would be healed. Cripples went on a demonstration in London that you cannot say you are healing us. Who told you that there is something wrong with that? Cripples went on demonstration in London. You can't come and tell us what to do.
Jale, my funkeli yemung aya, mani London. Hallo pulela ba chulin sulamudim. Afisa patala sari, maluetsu ose asafona. Impa ba chuba kwadile. Yare ba yema barihe muna. Ukekiwa tamalo sori pulela huri. Na riese juan. Ukekiwa pulela lito.
Hey. What kind of person are you?
Omo futa ofu amuto.
Nothing can control you.
How little la la.
Jesus said, rise. Some of you would have said, you are a stupid man. When you see me lying here, you tell me I should get up. You stupid man. Do you know why I'm lying down? Do you know why I'm lying down? Do you know why? Do you know how many years I've been a stupid man? You say I should get up and walk.
Wow.
Then Jesus spoke to the man. And the man said, I have no one to help me. I want to be healed. But I have nobody. Nobody likes me. Even my wife has left me. My girlfriends. I used to be very handsome. All the girls like me. Now nobody likes me. That is why I live in this pool. Nobody wants me. Tonight I have some news for you. If nobody likes you, I know somebody who loves you. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
Name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are some girls here. No one has ever asked you to marry
him. They
just sleep with you.
Yes.
One lady, she died of HIV. She was a
nurse.
At her funeral, all the doctors, nurses, everybody from the hospital was there. Everybody was quiet. They were all thinking about themselves. Because when she died, she wrote in her little book all the people who have slept with her. She has slept with almost everybody in the hospital. That, so they were all quiet at the funeral.
Yes. Yes.
The surgeons, the doctors, the laboratory workers, the security guards, the cleaners, all of them were quiet. She wrote in her book all their names. And she said, of all these, there was only one person who mentioned marriage. Like he just, but he wasn't even serious. Yeah. Hey. Tonight, even if nobody loves you, I know somebody. He really, really likes you. He really, really loves you. The Bible says God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were ugly, while we had problems, while we were unfortunate, Christ died for us while we were problematic.
Modimo o tutisitse lerato la hae ka hore ha re santsane ge le baetsa dibe ge le matho ba babe ka o fitisisa me Jesu Kriste a re shwela sefapano.
Tonight,
Busumbona,
you need somebody to help you in your life.
O hloka motho a o thuse bophelong ba hao.
And you need Jesus.
Me o hloka Jesu Kriste
to help you in this life.
O thuse bophelong bona.
And you need him to help you when you die. You know, Bloemfontein, I've seen a lot of cemeteries here. I didn't see in other cities. There are a lot of people who used to be here. They are no more here. Where are they? I have some information for you. All dead people are still alive. All dead people are still alive. Yes. And you are going to need, you see, the Bible says it is appointed to man once to die, and after death, judgment. For judgment, you have to go to court. And you can't be lying down. You have to get up and go to court. So when you die, you have to get up immediately and go to court to listen to your judgment. Jesus told us very clearly about a man called Lazarus. He actually mentioned his name. All the parables, he never mentioned a name, but this one, he mentioned his name. He said his name was Lazarus.
Lazarus. bua le biso la motho empa ho yena o ile a bua ka monnenwa Lazarus.
And the Bible says that Jesus said that Lazarus had a lot of sores on his legs. All on the sides. Ulcers. We call it ulcers in medicine. Thou shalt not lie. Lazarus. And the Bible says the dogs came to lick the sores because he could not afford the hospital. So the dogs were his nurses. Every morning, they come to lick. And then they take a little bite of the meat. Like this.
And
there was a rich man clothed in purple. The rich man had his clothes were color purple like this. This is the color of the rich man's clothes. And Lazarus would be begging the rich man for the crumbs. Please, give me the bones from your KFC. What you finish? When you finish the KFC, if you can wrap, please. I'm hungry.
Get up.
Oh,
hey.
And the poor man,
give me food.
He was suffering.
Yeah,
sometimes he had fever. Some of the dogs were infected. And they were giving him fevers. So that he would feel very cold in the weather. Shaking. And one day, he died.
Ah, sure.
Lazarus.
Lazarus.
But I told you, all dead people are still alive. Immediately, get up. And the Bible says, angels. Angels came and surrounded him. Angels came and carried him up to heaven. Hallelujah! And the rich man, he was in Johannesburg. In Sandton.
Man center.
Smoking cigars.
Ahuna cigar.
Hey, he was smoking cigars.
Ahuna musi.
Give me the microphone. And he was drinking a whiskey. Open it. Was having a good time.
He had
so many girlfriends. One was called Rose. One was called Lucy. One was called Sandra. One was called Jacoba.
Hey!
He just called, whichever I want a fair colored one tonight. One day, whilst he was puffing and huffing, he felt some pain. Sandra. Lucy. And he died. The rich man was dead. But I told you, all rich people, all dead people are still alive. He got up.
Hey!
And he saw himself lying on the floor. He saw himself lying.
Hey!
He saw,
No angels. Read your Bible. No angel came for him. Demons. Devils. Rather. I'm scared. He disappeared. And went down. Down. Bible says in hell. In hell. He lifted up his eyes. And he saw. Abraham.
Abraham.
Far away. And Lazarus. Far away. Lazarus was having a good time.
Lazaro ajamunaj.
Rich man, to hell, go there. He's still alive.
What's up, Peter?
In purple. He was in hell. And he saw Abraham.
Abana Abraham.
Far away.
Hole.
And he saw Lazarus.
Abana Lazaro.
Hey! Lazarus was having a good time.
Ajamunate apumut.
It's good to be in heaven. Angels.
My Lord.
Can I have some water?
Hey.
I've suffered on earth.
I
asked for KFC bones. I couldn't get a KFC bones. Angels, come take some pictures so I can send a WhatsApp to my...
Wow.
Hey. It's beautiful to be here.
Hallelujah.
Can one of the angels stand by me to take a selfie, please?
Are you an angel?
Yes. Are you an angel?
I'm an angel.
You are a man angel?
Male angel.
Male angel?
Oh.
I want this angel. This nice one. Come. Wow. Fantastic. Wow. And the rich man was in hell. And he cried.
Allah.
Father Abraham.
Dad Abraham.
Please send Lazarus. I know him from Bloemfontein. Tell Lazarus to bring me some water. The rich man didn't even ask for a glass. Or a bottle. Just a drop. Those of you who are joking with God. There is a place. You will not ask for a bottle. Just a drop like this. He said no. 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 You see, the rich man was used to sending people. Send Lazarus. Sending is over. No more sending. And he said, besides, there is between us and you a great gulf fixed. So that they that would pass from hence to them cannot. Neither can they pass from them to
him.
Then the rich man said, I have 5 brothers in Bloemfontein. They are just like me. They will come here. Please send Lazarus to go and evangelize. And Father Abraham said, no. Friends, when you are here on earth, you hear yes. But once you get in there, every question, every request, the answer is no. No. And then Abraham said, they have the prophets. Let them hear the prophets. Pastors,
Baruch,
you say you are prophets? You are supposed to be preaching and warning people about hell.
I'm
not preaching about money every day.
Which
cannot take anybody to heaven. Pastors and prophets are supposed to warn people about hell. Listen.
Amen.
God sent Jesus into this world to save us. The man by the pool, he said, I don't have anybody who can help me. Today, every one of us here is a sinner. You are definitely going to go to hell unless somebody helps you. Look at my face very well. And look at my hand very well. Some of you here are thieves. Murderers, liars, wicked people. But God sent me to tell you, to warn you, to call you, to come to Him, and to turn around. You see what I showed you just now? The man went into hell. Every one of us is going to experience one day. You are either going to go down or you are going to go up. Ask yourself, which one will be your home? As for alive, you will be alive. But where will you be alive? All dead people are still alive. When you die, you will find out. You say, you are here? I have a book called Tell Them. If you read it, you'll see a story. A pastor, he was a drunkard before, and a killer. One day he fought with somebody, and the person cut his leg, and he started to bleed to death. As they were going in the ambulance, he started to die. And he descended down. And the person who was in the ambulance was a Christian, was praying for him. He descended down. He
said,
when he went down, he saw his brother. His brother was covered with flames. His brother was an armed robber. But he went to a shop. And the shop he went to, the owner of the shop also had a gun. So the owner of the shop killed him. And he went down to hell. When his brother saw, he started shouting, go back. Don't come here. He saw his friend. He and his friend were drunk in a car. They had an accident and his friend died and he didn't die. His friend was also in hell. His friend was screaming, go back. There's no hope here. Tonight, let me tell you, many of us don't know how serious it is. It's just a short time. And what I'm saying will happen to everybody here. Which one will be your home? Heaven or hell. It's your name in the book of life. You stand there and you laugh. You make fun when we are preaching. On the day you die, you will not be finding it funny. There are people who laughed at me when I was preaching. But when they were dying, they called me. Call evangelist Dad. I'm dying. I'm going to hell. They laughed at me. But the last person they called for was me. And I was not able to get there before they died. Listen to me, my friend. Many people don't know why Jesus came to this world. Jesus did not come to give us money or houses. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. Tonight, look at my hand. God is calling you, inviting you. This is your big chance. I know a man. His name starts with R. He is in a prison. He has been sentenced for 250 years. His prison is called a supermax prison. 7 feet by 11 feet. He's not allowed to see anybody. Recently, he has been there for 15 years now. When he was on trial, and they asked him, "Are you guilty?" He said, "I am guilty. I did it and I will do it again. And I'm proud that I did it." Now it has been 15 years. He has not seen anybody. He's begging. I want to come out. I want to see a human being. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a prison. Supermax, double, mega, extra hot. Prison. Every prison on earth will be like a hotel. Jesus is here to help you so that you will not go into that fire. How many of you want to take Jesus as your Savior and turn around? Turn away from your sins. Start taking God seriously. Start listening to your pastors. Don't get angry when they talk to you. Tonight, Jesus is giving you a chance. A chance to be saved. How many want Jesus to come into your life tonight? And save you tonight. Stand on your feet. Everybody stand. If you want Jesus to come into your life, lift your hand. Just lift your hand up high. Say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am so sorry.
I am so sorry.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I've done many, many bad things.
I've done many, many bad things.
Many, many, many bad things.
Many, many bad things.
I am a dirty sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Please cleanse me.
Please cleanse me.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
And I receive Jesus.
And I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Say it again. Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I will serve God.
I will serve God.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today.
Lift your hand like this. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I love you.
I love you.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For what you've done for me.
For what you have done for me.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I am born again.
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 I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Everyone will see it.
Everyone will see it.
Everyone will see it.
Everyone will see it.
That I am born again.
That I am born again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me today.
For saving me today. Regarde bohle mo rena Jesu. Ke buila pelo ya ka bosung bona. Me ke go kena pelo nyaka. O mpuluke. Oh, ho Jesu. Nkutlwela bohloko. Ke me etsa dibe. Ke entse dibe. Tsenga tangata. Ke mobi pela sefahleho sa hao empa ke a o kopa ka jeno gore o nkutlwele bohloko mme o ntshwarele dibe tsaka o ntlhatswe dibe tsaka ntate a magodimong ke kopa o nkutlwele bohloko o ntlhatswe ka madi a mokana Jesu ntate a magodimong ke a o kopa ka jeno ngola lebitso laka bukeng ya bophelo bongola lebitso laka bukeng ya bophelo o phamisa matshwao le mabedi o re ke a leboa mogana Jesu ka o nkutlwela botlhoko le o ntshwarela dibe tsaka ke a leboa mogana Jesu ka o mpholosa ke a leboa mogana Jesu gore jone ke tsotse la bobedi mme ke tla o phelela mme ke tla o sebeletsa mme batho botlhe ba tla tseba gore ke tsotse la bobedi batho botlhe ba tla tseba gore ke tswetswe la bobedi mme ke tla phela ka tsela yeo botlhe ba tla mo tseba gore ke tswetswe la bobedi ke a leboa mogana Jesu
yes
ke a leboa mogana Jesu
yes
ke a leboa mogana Jesu
yes hallelujah
hallelujah
how many of you are very serious about what you are praying now
ke ba bakae
how many are serious to follow Jesus if you are very serious to serve Jesus and you lifted your hand to give your life to Jesus I want you to come to the front right now and I'm going to pray with you again come from wherever you are lift your hand and come now come now don't say you cannot tell me what to do come to the cross come Jesus is saving you tonight.
Jesus.
Amen. I have decided. Lift your hands again. And everybody here in this crusade, also lift your hands. This is the holy moment. No walking around. Don't go. Don't move. Don't even go to the toilet. This is the holy moment. Say after me, Jesus.
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 Tonight is my night.
Tonight is my night.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am coming to you just as I am.
I'm coming to you just as I am.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
For my past.
For my past.
For my life.
For my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I believe.
I believe.
I receive.
I receive.
You, Jesus.
You, Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Please accept me.
Please accept me.
As your child.
As your child.
From tonight.
From tonight.
From today.
From today.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive God.
I receive God.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Master.
As my Master.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Lord.
My Lord.
My King.
My King.
Lift your hand, say Jesus.
Jesus.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Clean me.
Clean me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For accepting me.
For accepting me.
For receiving me.
For receiving me.
Today.
Today.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is.
My name is Elias Massad.
Please write this name.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am registering today.
I am registering today.
I'm registering today.
I'm registering today.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 I am grateful.
I am grateful.
For you receiving me.
For you receiving me.
Today.
Today.
Now lift only your right hand like this. Say after me, Satan.
Or Satan.
Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not obey you again.
I will not obey you again.
Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
I refuse you.
I refuse you.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
Satan.
Satan.
I do not belong to you.
I do not belong to you.
I will not obey you again.
I will not obey you again.
I will not serve you again.
I will not serve you again.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Lift your two hands. Say, I love you, Jesus.
For I love you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your blood.
For your blood.
Your kindness.
Your kindness.
Your mercy.
Your mercy.
For receiving me.
For receiving me.
Today.
Today.
I love you.
I love you.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Your name is in the book of life.
Tatama Odimo, Kisahuana Kajeno, Kitumela, Ujeso Kresi, Yeo Omurumesi, hulukula bophelo baka ke kopa o nhlatswe ka jeno ka madi a Jesu amadi a Jesu o ntshwekise ka lebitso la mongana Jesu a kwa phamise matshwao le mabedi o re ntate ke a leboga lebosumba ka jeno ka monyetla o mphileng ona gore ke fetoge ke tloela dibetsaka mme bosumba ka jeno ke furalela dibetsaka ke furalela mekgwa yaka mme ke kala bophelo bo botšha ba o sebeletsa mme ke a o kopa jwale a ko ngole lebiso laka bukeng ya bophelo lebiso laka ke bolela lebiso la gago re lebiso laka ke Elias Masati ngola lebiso laka bukeng ya gago ya bophelo ke atla bosumbona ke tlo ingodisa bukeng ya gago ya bophelo ntate ke a leboga ka o ngola lebiso laka bukeng ya gago ya bophelo phamisa letsona le letona ore satane ka lebitso la Jesu ke a o galemela ka jeno ke a o hanela bophelong baka ke re ga ona maatla godima bophelo baka ga ona tokologo ga o sana puso godima bophelo baka go tloa bosung bona ke sa ke lokologile mmusong wa gago mme ga ke sa tlotse ke o mamela ke o latela empa o tloa bosung bona ke tlo o latela Jesu kreste a inosi e re ke a leboga mogana Jesu ke a leboga mogana Jesu o ope maso gago kwetse mogo wa tabo re halleluja 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 halleluja
are you glad that your name is in the book of life tonight are you glad that Jesus is saving you from going into hell. Clap for Jesus.
Hallelujah.